This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Switching to the business of sports for a bit now, the bidding war for rights to air the NBA's 2025 season and beyond is officially on. The window for ESPN and TNT to extend their exclusive deals with the league closed this week without a final agreement. Now, those legacy media companies have to face competition for the rights, worth tens of billions of dollars, with streamers like Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix, who are all eager to expand their live sports offerings. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Live sports is one of the last things keeping many fans from cutting the cord. But leagues can't afford to keep living on cable, says David Offenberg, a professor at Loyola Marymount University.
Most of my students have never had cable in their homes.
Offenberg says the migration to streaming is about meeting younger fans where they are.
Streaming is the only way to reach those viewers and to keep their sport relevant.
That's worth a lot to the NBA, and so are the billions of dollars at stake. And for streaming companies struggling to retain fickle subscribers in a crowded market,
sports fans are pretty loyal.
Analyst Ross Benish with eMarketer says one way to capture that loyalty for a good chunk of the year
is to have their favorite league on.
But leagues like the NBA can't abandon cable holdouts. Mike Prue with Forrester says that's mostly older folks who will never make the switch to streaming.
We are in the messy middle right now.
Prue expects the NBA to strike deals with a mix of legacy media and tech companies.
Over the next couple of years, we're going to continue to exist in this hybrid format.
Where rights could also be broken up among multiple streamers. Let's say Amazon Prime Video gets the NBA regular season, except Tuesday night games, which go to TNT and HBO Max. And maybe you've got to subscribe to Netflix to watch the in-season tournament. Ross Benish with eMarketer says if you're looking to stream multiple leagues,
trying to watch all of them, you would need like a whole publication dedicated on telling you where to watch what.
Which might have some fans feeling nostalgic for their cable subscription. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.